Children of Big Worm, Back for Blood's second expansion is now available. Huge missed opportunity here, and a potential skin for Walker. If you know, you know. It's all about the principality. Children of the Worm brings us Act 5 vibes, with 6 new levels, new cultist enemies, new items, new cards, and a couple new obstacles to face among the chaos. This update breathes some life into the game and addresses some user experience improvements. The new cleaner prophet, Dan, he's basically a new support class slash beneficial reviver, if you will. Whenever a survivor is revived, a random buff card is played. So something like extra damage, health restoration will be distributed among the entire team once a teammate is revived. Yes, another cleaner whose abilities are based on failure. I mean, sure. I feel like this opens the door for more weirdo strategy in random games, especially if you quick play a lot. I.e. Dan is going to be in-capping his teammates for buffs, so be on the lookout for that. Honestly, the first couple games I did play, a lot of people were using him. I'll say that. After a while, everybody reverted back to their mains. For me, let's get into my playstyle a little bit. I'm mostly a sniper, primarily always, because fun. I also like going into, so I always kind of like the variety of my character to be somewhat balanced. Right now, I'm playing a lot of Charisse with a somewhat combat-y kind of med deck. It makes sense for me, all right? I don't just OD on my card, so our team is essentially untouchable. I just play the support class while still being able to provide shooting capabilities to hold the squad down. Prophet Dan really wasn't... He didn't stand out to me. It wasn't like, oh man, I gotta try him. He's just there, honestly. So that's why I really wasn't fighting to play it. Of course, the new cutscene comes on and then everybody chooses the characters, but I felt all right. If I didn't get him during a round, it was okay. I wasn't, oh man, I gotta restart the game. And nah, it was cool. Just let people experience him, do what they do. And of course, you know, if the effect is distributed among the team, we all win, allegedly. So new enemies. The Pus Flinger is the new tall boy. Very annoying, but beatable. He tosses jars of bait at you, attracting zombies and slowing you down a bit. Basically boomer bile. Although I wish he would drop bait jars once dead, but perhaps a future update, we'll see that happening. As a sniper, the cultist snipers are a joke. You really have to not be paying attention to get popped by one of them. Of course, within the new environment, yes, it leaves that opportunity to get shot. But once you play, you'll understand exactly what I mean. Seeing laser sights from the opposing end, it does add to the thrill at first, but you really learn how to maneuver quickly and dodge the bullets. Crones, they add another instance of enemy ranged attacks using a bow and arrow. But the arrows are also easily dodged. I feel like you're obviously going to get hit, but some instances where there's like hordes and an event going on, perhaps, you know. But also, yeah. Federico Krueger, aka the Slasher, he can be challenging because the bleed out, for one, is wild crazy. You will go down within an instant. That is probably going to be nerfed in a future update, and I would not be surprised. So watch your back. Don't get snucked. They literally rush you and slice you up with their Wolverine claws. And honestly, the bear claws are fire. That's one of my new favorite melee items for sure. I mean, rather than fists, I don't really... Meleeing fists always feels heavy to me for whatever reason, so I'm always opt for some kind of melee weapon. Or a nice 357, because it got that bang, but all in all, with the addition of these new enemies, you're going to be challenged, and it won't be just flying through maps per usual. I will say I'm interested to go back and play Acts 1 through 4 on Nightmare. Or No Hope, honestly. I have to do that still. Just to experience the difference. How it all meshes together. Honestly, with the inclusion of cultists now among the infected. I played with randoms because I love the unknown challenge, especially on Nightmare. I didn't even consider going in on solo with this DLC. I just wanted just to go in and experience it online. And luckily I did, because there is a bug right now. The biggest issue people are having with online versus offline play is duffel bags are not spawning on offline games. So if you are looking to loot and collect some new items and things, namely via duffel bags, make sure you're playing online. That'll probably be a hot fix later, but we'll see. Luckily, I ended up with a good squad after a few rounds. It's kind of shaky, it's new, so, you know, you gotta test the waters until you find a safe squad. If you play these types of games, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if it's a time where you are solo and you are essentially either joining a game full of randoms or a game of other teammates that just didn't have, you know, a third or a fourth. So it's always a toss up, but it's always a good time. There are a lot of objectives that require actions, I'll say. Sidebar, I always like when new content is released because everyone is lost. I enjoy being lost with people and experiencing new environments. That's literally the most pure time to experience a game or new content for a game, because nobody knows what they're doing. I mean, if you do, even still, people aren't, you know, I got this, running off ahead. Well, you know what? Let me not, because some people did run off ahead and feel like they knew what they were doing and ended up dying and falling off of certain aspects in this game. But yeah, it happens. Either way, I kind of like the camaraderie that comes with a new update. I did also enjoy having new ambient noises and sounds from the new enemies, as well as the environment itself. It did add a nice effect to the game. Some people flew through it already, but I'm not really in a rush. I spent a lot of time being nosy, which brings me to level design. It's actually pretty nice. I won't spoil the dynamic of the act itself, but there's plenty to explore while you have the time and aren't being smacked in the back of the head, of course. The elemental effects were nice. The thunder and lightning was cool. Who pays attention to stuff like that? Yeah, me. I do. Hello. Overall, the Children of the Worm DLC gave me zombie army vibes, especially with the way this content is going to change the course of the game. Some difficulties may need some rebalancing. They're doing a lot, honestly, and I would hate to see this go the way of Rainbow Six with random cleaners nobody asked for, essentially making me stop playing the game. That's all the shade. The cult storyline is not my favorite, but I guess with the introduction of new environments, I wasn't too hyper-focused on the lore, but, you know, when you catch the new dialogue, watch new cutscenes, it kind of throws you in there, but it's kind of like, okay, cool. But it was just okay. I would rate it, but I didn't do a formal review for the base game, and I feel like that wouldn't be fair. I'd recommend Back 4 Blood to anyone who is a fan of co-op zombie horde shooters, with a caveat. I'm not going to say it because I've said it plenty of times before, but get a squad together for a couple of hours, because honestly, some runs do take a while, but with a good group, it's fun. There's definitely room to grow here, and I see the development of more acts, of course, because yeah, this did feel a bit disconnected from the story, but they aren't done yet. So again, I'm still going to be nice and fair for now. Also, don't forget, if you don't own the new DLC, you can experience it if at least one player in your squad owns it. So with Back 4 Blood still being on Game Pass, get you a friend that has the expansions and enjoy. I still want full stats at the end of the rounds or acts. I'm nosy. I want to know what I'm doing specifically within the game. The end of round summary they give us is not enough. I know, spoiled, but whatever. I want to know exactly who's doing what, who ain't doing what, and yeah. Not even to expose players, but just to see how well we're faring in certain aspects. So kind of to give us, you know, further opportunities to strategize and everything like that. Allegedly. No, I just want to see who's not doing shooting so I can complain. Free roam spectating would be nice as well. I mean, just yeah. And can we get some new support items? Like, there's only three. I'm not saying add adrenaline shots, but come on now. Also, shout out to the tall boys I trap with bear traps. That's another favorite addition with this DLC because I am childish until you step on one yourself. Leave your thoughts in the discussion section via the Spotify app, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. You can also leave a voicemail using Anchor. All important links are in the description box. I would say see you next week, but it's a holiday week. Enjoy your days off if you have one. Homework for everyone is to work on relaxing. Peace.